Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our new show called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression. I am Dr. Kathy Reimers, referred to as Dr. Kathy or Doc, and I'm a psychologist in private practice in New Jersey. Usually I have a co-host, but today it's just me. You might recognize my voice from my other Block Talk radio show. Remember that one, The Perfect Family Storms, where the storms just keep rolling in, right? Which dealt with family problems and mental health issues. You know, from that show, I was really inspired to develop a new show on depression because I found that so many families were struggling with depression. And I've seen this observed this in my counseling practice, in my own family, in my friends, neighbors, my community, and society at large. I mean, every day you can watch the news and see how much depression there really is in the world. I believe everyone struggles with depression at some point in their lives. But some people struggle more than others. And when it becomes a serious condition and it becomes chronic, then it becomes a mental health issue. So how much depression are we really talking about? Well, I call it depression by the numbers. Did you know about 1 in 20 people over the age of 12 in the United States experience depression? And in fact, it translates to about 7% or 16 million people experience depression, according to the report from the National Alliance on Mental Health. And did you know women, you're about 70% more likely to experience depression during your lifetime. Major depression disorder, the acronym that we use is MDD. MDD is the leading cause of disability in the U.S. for persons aged 15 to 44, according to the Center for Disease Control. And people of the ages of 19 to 24 report more depressive symptoms than any other age group. So as you can see, it is depression by the numbers. And the truth of the matter is that depression, it can be disabling. And it is certainly misunderstood, and it is misdiagnosed in our society. Misconstrued, it's minimized, and even mocked by the people that the sufferer loves the most. And to make matters worse, people diagnosed with any mental health disorder, they often feel a lot of guilt. It's a social stigma that I refer to as hiding under the cloak of shame. You know, being misunderstood and trivialized can lead to one to experience more intense feelings of inadequacy, loneliness, helplessness, and rejection. Then there's the constant challenge of trying to behave normally among others, which can lead us to suffer more internal pain. And this pain, it's a quiet suffering, and that can be just exhausting. And this causes deeper emotional wounds that become rooted in our psyches, in our hearts, and even into the depths of our souls. And that's how I got the idea of the name of this radio show, The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression. Because it is in our souls. Depression, it's a lonely disease. You know, at times we isolate ourselves and we become socially invisible when we should be reaching out to others. But when we're depressed, we don't want to do that. We want to hide out. We want to stay in bed. We just don't want to be around other people. But then we try to, sometimes we get addicted to social media. You know, it's interesting, in a time of Facebook and friends, we see that we confuse our likes and friends and sharing our status on social media with the authenticity of meeting people in real life. And above all else, my hope is that you're going to discover the truth of the matter, which you'll hear me say a lot throughout my radio blogs, by unraveling the core conflict behind your depression. See, my theory is that the boulder of depression that can't be budged, that boulder, what is holding that boulder? What is making that so heavy on you? Well, I say it has to do with family conflict, trauma, and other things in your life that happened to you. And you may not be aware of what that underpinning of your depression is. So my thinking is that if you can free yourself from family trauma and the anger that you have towards others, maybe that was because of a divorce, a child custody battle, you know, a breakup in a relationship, a loss of a job, whoever you might be angry at. The only way, and I mean this, the only way that you are going to get to understand and let go of your depression is to understand what is that dynamic that keeps you so heavy in your heart. Throughout these blogs, you're going to understand yourself better because there are going to be people in here that come on the air and they are just going to be pouring their hearts out because depression is painful, very painful. But you're also going to understand whether you even, in fact, have depression. You know, you're going to look at what the, you're going to learn about the symptoms. You're going to learn about strategies, how to cope with your depression. You're also going to be given some resources because you need to know where, how, and when to get help. You know, and you're going to learn, this is so important, you're going to learn how to give up shame around depression. And this may be the first action in helping yourself. And my overarching goal is that depression is not going to be your enemy. You're not going to be held hostage in this emotional despair. And your soul will be free to experience the richness of life. Yes, the richness of life. I want to take a few minutes here at the very end to talk about something that's very dear to my heart. I did just release a book called The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, your guided journal for emotional healing and getting to the truth of the matter. This is a book that really can help people understand themselves and understand the truth behind their depression, what's keeping them really weighted down. You know, you can have the best doctors, you can have the best medicine, you can have the best family support, but you still may have depression. And like I said, sooner or later, some depressive episode, it may not be as severe as someone else's, but you will encounter it, particularly as you age and your body starts to fail you and your friends become less because of they've died and your family members aren't around and your children may live somewhere else. These are all things that can cause depression. And we do see a lot of depression in the elderly. A lot. So at any rate, I have this book and I will tell you about it, The Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, in our next show. Because it's a journal, a guided journal, that is your depression and everybody else's depression. You can see it. So I hope that will help people out too. So until next week, I want to say, have a wonderful week. And the one thing I'm going to say about this Mind, Heart, and Soul of Depression, this is not going to be a depressing radio blog. We have a lot of humor for you, because when we can laugh at ourselves, life is just so much better. And I'll leave you with that thought. Thank you for joining us at Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Kathy. Thank you.